To NURFM 103.7, something nice and symbolic. You've got a symbol there for bringing Garth Wilde from Event Cinemas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Look, you've got all nice and dressed up. Last week you were here, you were just in like a pair of jeans, an old T-shirt.
Well, I felt like I needed to step it up with a new snazzy haircut in the studio from yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's...
I knew it. I knew that's what it was.
You're such a fashionista.
Word had come back. I'm getting there. I'm getting somewhere anyway. Mate, welcome back.
Thank you.
Another couple of big movies this week.
It's been quiet at the movies the last couple of weeks. They've all been very niche type of products in the films that have been out, but we've got some bigger release ones now.
Look, we're going to kick it off with something I'm sure many folks will be looking to get along and see, Murder on the Orient Express.
Yeah, look, Agatha Christie, the best-selling book, you know, it's been remade and brought to the big screen once again, and this time we've got a whole host of actors and actresses in this film, big names galore, including... one and only Johnny Depp, Michelle Pfeiffer, Daisy Ridley, William Dafoe, Josh Gad, and the one and only Dame Judi Dench.
You said including. I think you pretty much covered everybody, haven't you?
Well, you know.
Everybody.
It's a big cast.
It is a huge cast. Big cast. Let's have a listen to Murder on the Orient Express.
A passenger has died. He was murdered. The murderer is on the train with us now, and every one of you is a suspect. So, let us catch a killer.
How exciting. It's a whodunit. It's like Cluedo on the big screen.
I think if you're a fan of the British crime dramas on a Friday night on the ABC, I think you'll be well
exactly
into that.
That's exactly what I've been referring to it as well. I love a good TV series, a whodunit, if you like.
If you love those, you'll
Murder,
love
She
that.
Wrote comes back and, you know, it's on a train.
Murder, She Wrote. Yeah, that still gets around
Angela
every now and then.
Angela Lansbury. Yeah. There you go. One for the past.
It is. Detroit. Could you tell us about Detroit?
Yeah, look, absolutely. Look, there's not much to be said about this particular film, other than the fact that it's based on a police raid in Detroit, 1967, and is renowned as one of the largest citizen uprisings in the United States history.
Let's have a listen.
Here in Detroit, a city of war. On the city's west side, a 150-block area is off-limits to everybody. U.S. Army paratroopers, National Guardsmen, state and local police are continuing the fight against a handful of snipers.
If that's what just a handful of snipers sounds like.
That's right. So, look, a little bit of US history for you there. If you like your documentary-style films, then this is going to work well for you. Speaking of documentaries, if you like your MMA, check out Conor McGregor this weekend as well.
A bit of something for everybody. What are the films that everyone's heading along and seeing at the moment?
Oh, well, look, you know, Marvel's Thor is doing absolutely huge things at the box office. And, you know, Bill, you know, that's been filmed on the Gold Coast. Nice to have the Aussie connection there. Bad Mums 2 is doing so, so well. And, you know, look, these are all, you know, these are the larger films that are on at the box office at the moment. A lot of smaller, you know, limited release type films to check out as well. But, you know, if you like those mainstream ones, and, you know, it's going to get busier and busier as we career towards the end of the year as well with all the Christmas releases. And the big one that will come in December, of course, is the latest edition of the Star Wars saga. Very excited about that. Tickets on sale and doing so well.
I wasn't happy with the last.
No, really?
Didn't like it. Goodness. Sorry. Me. We should have stopped at 6 and...
Well, but that was a standalone, the last one. So this is the continuation of the saga. So, you know, get on out and support it, Mark.
Yeah,
come on.
Star Wars is very confusing, even for us who know... you know, all about it. It can be confusing.
All right.
All righty, Garth, thank you for that. Look, we've got a movie pass coming your way now on 49216216. I'll make it easy for you. One of the two movies that we talked about this week with Garth. Let us know on 49216216.